Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we're going to talk about sleep. So here comes Amy. Okay, Amy, my co-host, my lovely co-host. Hopefully she's still awake. Hi, Amy. How's it going?
What? What are you talking to me? What?
I knew something good was coming.
Yeah, I knew. This is a hard one to pull anything over on. You knew where it was going to go with this.
Wake up. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Maybe let me get you a cushy pillow and a little warm blankie and you can go take a nap. Because actually, that's actually what we want to be happening here. Because once you find out some of these amazing things that happen when you sleep, you might want to be taking a nap. That's for sure. So we're in chapter 6 of Energy Speaks by Lee Harris. And this chapter is called A Surprising Key to Self-Mastery. I love that. And it says, the core energy running through sleep, a surprising key to self-mastery, is one of knowing the self beyond the body and beyond what we perceive to be the physical to be. It is a real reminder of the presence of spirits in daily life. And what do you think of this chapter, Anne?
Well, I'm a big fan of sleep in general, and a lot of research talks about how important sleep is from so many perspectives. There's been a lot of research and a lot of really good books written in the last few years about sleep. So we're going to come at it from a little bit of that perspective, but a whole other one. And then kind of back to where we started, you know, here in 103, the chapter is Sleep, a Surprising Key to Self-Mastery, which I think is true, but I think we're gonna knock people upside down a little bit on what they think sleep is and how they use it. Here in the second paragraph on page 103, it says, we wake up every morning, and it's the birth to new possibilities. It's a new day. So when you think about, okay, when you wake up, right, and you're like, do you want to hit that snooze button? Do you feel groggy? How are you entering into this rebirth, really, right? Because you're rebirthing into consciousness every single day.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things I think is so exciting about this chapter is really having sleep as your friend and an ally to just so many things that you want to be able to reset in your life, solving problems, really being able to lovingly look at some things that you're ready to let go of. It's really amazing what so many aspects of what sleep is, and I'm really excited for a little bit later in the show. Amy's going to do this really wonderful exercise. She's going to walk us through a lot of those dynamics. So, right off the bat, I think it's important that we really look at, you know, are you sleeping well? And if you're not getting a good night's sleep, it's really, one something I really learned with this chapter. You know, if you're waking up in fear and anxiety and have all these things, you really having disturbed sleep. It's really putting you in this place that, with what Lee shares, is you get stuck in a past life timeline. And you're like, what? Timeline? You know, it's like you're not allowing yourself to process all the things that, you know, it's really like, you know, as we literally, in the way that he puts it, is we really kind of die to the day. There's three or four places in this chapter where it talks about, you know, you just, you know, you're basically just a body that's sleeping. When it comes to sleep, you're really, a lot of your consciousness leaves your body and goes off to do work that your subconscious is ready to do with your soul. So it's really deep. This is really kind of deep, all the different things that happen with your sleep. But if you're having trouble sleep, you know, do you have difficult sleep patterns? And are you eating properly? Are there nutritional deficiencies or hormonal imbalances? You know, really looking at the whole aspect of not just putting my head on a pillow and thinking I could sleep. It's like the overall body and having a place of wellness to where it's something that the body can take those things as you sleep and be able to do other things it can to be able to heal and help you to just be at your optimal best.
Well, and I want to support people in kind of really looking at your sleep When it's time to go to, well, let's see, what is time to go to bed? And our dear friend Katie Fitzgerald talks a lot about sleep from the healing perspective as part of her model of wellness. Is one of the key components between moving and sleeping and connecting is sleep. And, what is your relationship? Or, you know, she talks about going to bed from like 10 to 6. And that normally, 8 hours is good. And then you've got to think, are you a night owl? And if you are, it's not good or bad, but are you getting enough sleep? And I think part of it is you need to start really looking at that. Our culture is very sleep deprived. And I know that there are people that are sleep restlessly. They never get the deep sleep. So we're talking from the traditional sleep request, getting ready for bed, stopping to look at your electronics, changing the light, dimming it, making it for sleep. And, for me, it's just like in terms of those things, I'm very conscious about I'm usually going to be in bed from 10 to 6. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start downshifting, maybe having a cup of tea a little later, but things that will help me to relax and start downshifting, not going to look at social media, different things to get myself relaxed. And then there's a whole lot of parts to this, but once you get into bed, you can do the muscle relaxation techniques. The tighten and release is a good one. To get yourself really relaxed, I like it nice and quiet. I like it nice and dark. And so I know that it's a little bit of a challenge because my husband has a sleep machine and he likes to have the fan on and all these other things. So I have trained myself to make kind of imagine that being like the ocean or something. So I've had to find a way to find that balance. And then once you're asleep, I know I'll pop up and talk about 3 o'clock being the hour when spirit kind of wakes you up to tell you things. I have a pad of paper by the bed and a flashlight. And when something comes to me, I know if I don't turn the light on, then the flashlight, not the light, and write a note, it'll just keep bugging me. But I've trained myself to be able to do that and then go back to sleep. And sometimes I have to be grateful, start talking about things I'm grateful for, maybe do muscle relaxation or start doing visualization about, getting myself ready. And we're going to talk about several really great techniques. The problem is most people, when they get restless like that, will get up and they'll really wake themselves up, and then it really makes it harder to go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, and like she's saying, sometimes it's having a fan on in your room. It's having that warm drink. I know if I lay down and I start reading a book, it's a good sleeping pill for me. If I read the same paragraph 3 times, I know it's time to put it down and go to bed because I've been not enough to do that kind of thing. But what I think is really fascinating is part of the question is beyond the physical, it gets into these questions about the mind and where does the mind go? And where do our emotions go when they, do they go to sleep as well? And through the message with Lee, he's like, no, your soul doesn't sleep. And it's really important that your mind and heart are points for your soul that are connecting us to our human identity. And they actually need to have sleep time so they basically can come into harmony with one another. We re-link with one another at night when you're sleeping. I thought that was really fascinating. To just come into this new in sync with our cells for healing.
And I think we come together with the oneness of the universe, or everyone makes sense of that. I think that's our opportunity to really reconnect, because when we're busy, and especially if we're workaholics, you're so busy being busy that you don't have the time to reconnect to the energy, right? And here on page 107, it talks about the sleep state rewires you. No matter what you've been through in any given day, it brings you back to a centered place of being. Think of the deepest moments of grief in your life and how hard it was to move through those times with an open heart or a sense of love or joy. Your system simply could not have withstood the experience of enormous grief without being supported by the regeneration properties that sleep brings to your soul. And you think about it, every day we have moments of grief. When things go differently than we expected them to. And it may be, little moments of grief that if you let yourself heal them every night, or even sometimes in a nap. I know you and I talk about it, sometimes you feel like I need to make time to have a nap. And I'm very conscious about when I'm taking a nap to use it as that time of regeneration, whether it's 20 minutes, 30, or an hour. But that, I think, is really critical when you're using this as regeneration time. So I want to throw out something. You and I don't think I've ever talked about this. I mean, I've known you your whole life. You've known me, not all of mine, but a lot of my life. And I have always, I don't remember when I didn't, when I was a kid, I would program the dreams I wanted to have at night. I would imagine what I wanted to dream about. I didn't always go there, but a lot of times I did. And for many years, like when I was working full-time and going to school at night for many years, when I would go to bed, I would my prayer would be, let me get the amount of rest that I need, even though I know this physical amount of sleep is not enough. Let my body get the rest it needs, even though it doesn't seem like that's possible. And I was able to do a lot. And you don't want to use that as a crutch. I mean, certainly get the sleep that you're needing. Everybody's different. I had a friend that only needed 2 hours of sleep a day, which was cool.
Wow.
But she got really lonely because there were several hours during the day where she was nobody to connect to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's cool for a night or two, but if your whole life is like that, it can be kind of a lonely experience, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's
it's like knowing
very,
your
very...
body,
knowing
your own body, right? And it's good for you. I'd like to get a little bit about your experience. And a lot of times when I go to bed, if I know if I'm catching a cold or whatever, that I ask for help from guides and the other side, that in the nighttime this will be healed, and that I would have a medical check, you know, during the night, and that even I don't need to know what else is being healed, but that would be released, and I'd wake up in a state of health.
And
I've done that before. You know, it's funny when you said, you know, did you like ask for things that you want to go in your sleep? You know, it's the typical, I'm gonna go to sleep and dream about Santa. You know what I mean? If you like want to do the fantasy, you know, dreaming about a holiday or dreaming about whatever on that. But I've learned as I've gotten older about really knowing that, really working with my body while I'm sleeping, about focusing in on an area and, you know, loving and releasing it and asking it to to rebalance itself while I'm sleeping. So I've definitely done that. And one of the things that was in that on that page 107 was interesting because it talked about it's about experiencing how we can zoom in and zoom out of our bodies. And I thought that was really interesting because when we're sleeping, we zoom out, and when we're awake, we're zooming in. So it's just this, it's almost like I see it like a camera lens, you know, how it goes in and out and the contractions of being able to do that. And there's that point between the out and the in that really I think is us. When it comes to a soul level of being just that perspective of which way we're looking. And, because he says, you know, while sleeping, you die in a way to your human self and return to the highest point of source that's reached on earth while still connected to your body. So I just thought that was really, it makes me think of, what's her name? The one that did Out on the Limb. Shirley MacLaine. Yeah, she, when she wrote that original book about how when she was in a kind of a dream state that she had that silver cord and she was literally went out and she could see the earth, you know, it made me think of that when that came out. And boy, that was such a radical book when she had it come out about what that was like when that, having that movie and everything they put out just really helped people to to say, yeah, I get that, or just to kind of put that into the consciousness for people to be looking at it. So just really, really, really cool about that. So, you know, he goes on to say, you know, how do you feel about that? You know, that kind of information, does it make you feel excited or joyous, you know, joyful, that that's really what's going on when you're sleeping, or there may be a sense of fear about that because of the way, it was something that was unexpected and having those kind of things that kind of work with us. And everybody's different when it comes to our sleep and what we really need because every soul is different and having it being in a way that we connect with each other. So that's something I think that's really something we can embrace and appreciate, that it's something that can really help us.
Well,
so,
and another thing, Well, I want me to share one more thing, and then, well, this is really two different exercises. So if you want to do one, and I'll do the other.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So first off,
I'll go ahead and do the energy. Go ahead.
There's something I learned a long time ago, and I learned it in a career development book, which I think is really interesting. I don't even remember who it was, but there's a lot of people who do really cutting-edge spiritual-type work in career, and because really that's your, you know, vocation, you know, is really, you know, who we are and what we're meant to do, our calling, right? So there was an exercise that you, when you went to bed, you would ask a question, and you would ask whoever, you know, in the past or, you know, a guide or whatever, that in the sleep time that you would have the answer before, when you woke up. That could be about something to do with your career or something that you're wrestling with, a decision you need to make, and that you would just release it. You would throw out the question, and then you would say, well, whoever is, you know, for highest good, who has the knowledge of this, let bring it to me in the night, and so when I wake up, I will, you know, I will have that knowledge. I would have that knowledge and that answer.
Yeah, I actually kind of remember that. I think that's something that we talked about in the past, because from what I remember was almost like you could have like a boardroom of a whole bunch of different people from all different, you know, it could be anybody in history, and that
exactly.
could come together, and you basically could have just, you know, this mentoring, you know, place that you go to, and they could always be there for you. Yeah.
Like John of God doesn't know, particularly working with physicians and different things, he doesn't know who they are most of the time, I don't think. So it's the same kind of thing, just trusting, you know, that it's from the light and the highest good will come forward to support you. So that's another great way to use sleep time.
And that's something that's important, too, to make sure that you're asking for protection and that it's the highest resource
of the light,
and things like that. So, right.
Absolutely.
So those are things to make sure that you're asking for. You mean, you know, they'd be highest source and holy and protected. So the first exercise is, it says, I know, as you sleep nightly, you know, you can have a healing remedy. So if you're looking for ways to remedize any kind of ailments and to ease your mind, heal yourself in various ways, it's time for you to start giving yourself the help you need. And it's like, this is something that you can just do while you're sleeping, which is just so awesome. If you're ready to play with the journeying toward your sleep, know that you can command the direction of your sleep if you're not getting what you need and be able to use it during your waking hours as well. So it's something you could see whether it's a waking dream or something where you're actually sleeping. So this first part of this exercise is requesting an energetic shift. It says, before you fall asleep, say out loud or in your mind what energy it is you feel that you want to have a remedy for the day. An example would be, I need the energy of trust or kindness toward myself and the energy that I wish to be bathed in during my sleep tonight. If you're feeling frustrated or angry, you need to know that there is a specific remedy that can help you with this. You can simply say, I feel frustrated. Please move the energy during my sleep. Or if I feel stressed, I ask that my sleep help me release the stress. By directing attention toward a specific energy in this manner, you'll experience transformational healing and a power two or three times greater than the strength if you had not asked at all.
Yeah.
And I think that's something to really remember is, like here we've been talking about, you know, asking for help. It's two to three times greater strength than if you didn't ask at all. So the power of, you know, as you ask, so you receive. I think that's something that, you know, biblically we really can take into something when it comes to our sleep as well on a biblical level.
Well, and when you're asking, that means you have to take the time to get clear on what you want, right? And clear on your intention. And we know how powerful intention is. And you fine-tune intention by getting clear about what you want. Right? So I think that's part of the process and knowing what to ask. So that was beautiful. Okay, so there's some really great things you can do. So here on 109, remedy for physical, emotional pain connection. But if you're experiencing fatigue or managing a chronic illness before you go to sleep, state the emotional or mental components that are adding to your pain. For instance, sadness, worry, frustration, jealousy. And I wouldn't worry about having to know exactly what it is or identify it. That can be a block for you. It's certainly, you know, and it may be, you know, something that you're feeling in your body or, you know, just, or a color or different things. So just be, you know, open to not having to know specifically, but, you know, trusting the process. So as close as you can, request that what you need more of, maybe more confidence or happiness, more peace, more fun, more trust, or more faith. An example sentence might be, during sleep tonight, I wish to let go of worry and frustration about my physical health. And I invite more trust, support, and love energy to aid in my physical healing and well-being right now. And I think just even saying that kind of opens the door, right, and starts that process. And I would recommend maybe doing some journaling right before, you know, do some release, write it down, and then declare that. And they said once you've acknowledged and stated both aspects of, you know, what you're missing and what you want, let it all go and go to sleep. And that could be kind of doing the tension and release would be a good way to do that. Or maybe doing, you know, imagine yourself on a mountain pathway or on the beach, something like that. And he said, apply these energy remedies every night if you wish. And do not be shy about doing one or more of them many nights in a row. The only consequence if you do them every night is that you will speed up your progress. Yay! That is all. For you are not asking for a particular manifestation in this state. You're simply asking for the kind of remedy known as an energetic shift. And when you open to the remedy, you receive it day and night. Many of you go through a tortured journey when you wake up because you forgot to ask for the energetic support that is readily available. Remember to ask. Ask for what you need. And it may be that you're asking for, please give me what I need, even though I don't know what I need to ask for. But I'm asking for what I need.
Yeah, I think that's very important. Yeah, because, you know, I'm asking for the remedy.
Amen.
Amen for the remedy. That's good. Yes, that's very, very good. Yeah, and it's, you know, I just ask for a healing energetic shift. You know, my best and highest energetic shift, whatever that is, I ask for that. And, you know, and I think you can even ask that it be gentle and, you know, and even that, you know, help me to be mindful about, you know, that it shifted and I can see it in simple ways, you know, simple and easy ways for myself. That's another way that we can kind of put in there. So, you know, with that, you know, here Amy was talking about creating a sacred environment for the sleep. You know, it really creates a space for our soul-led doings. And, you know, there's that always that conversation about the human, you know, busyness that can really make all the difference. So there's no busyness in sleep, but there is great doing and great undoings. And sleep really helps us to reveal and also to do great releasing. So, like she said, I don't necessarily need to know what's going on. I just know that I'm doing some wonderful energy shifting for my mind, body, and my spirit. It's something that could really help us.
And not discounting maybe, like, beside my bed, I have a lamp that has salt stones in it that I put lavender oil on it and then turn that on. And so there's the salt and there's that consciousness of using the oils to help myself relax. So, you know, that you, and then maybe you could, again, you've got to find your way. But if you are reading something, what I'd recommend is something that helps you to enter into the state you want to be in. So maybe it's something that's reflective material. Maybe it's something that's motivational. So thinking about what is it I want to enter into? What is it if I'm doing healing or if I'm asking for maybe some journaling? And another thing that I like to do, I'm going to be traveling with a friend of mine over the next few days, and we'll be sleeping in the same area, is that maybe doing some joint traveling together. And I've had some really fun experiences. Robin, you and I have done that together too.
Mm-hmm.
That you said that we want to go on a quest together, and there's something really fun about that. But you gotta set the intention. You gotta create an environment where you feel, you know, that you're warm enough, not too cold. That you, if you wake up, you have a pad of paper there. So what I'm saying is set it up so for the optimum rest and sacred sleep.
Yeah, and along with that, too, is like, you know, here we're talking about having an adventure, having a journey, really looking at the way that dreams can help us to be able to walk through things, literally, you know, depending on how your dream goes on, you know, we're going to go on this path. and being able to give you an emotional tonic for rebalancing and healing yourself. You know, that could be a really great thing to know. You know, may have a shifting, you know, a healing tonic that really helps me to do an energetic shift. That would be a great way of putting it as well. So, you know, it's really helped. It says, so remember this, help will always find you and sleep is always a way to receive it. I thought that was a great sentence. And just remembering that. Mm-hmm. Sleep is your friend and it is your ally. It's rejuvenating and regenerating and readying you for the next day. So it's I was thinking of the Buddhist traditions of having the, you know, beginner's mind. And, you know, you basically are renewed every day. And reading this chapter, you really can get a different sense of really what that's all about. So it's really amazing.
Well, and I want to honor people who currently friend is an enemy. And for a lot of people, it is. Because it's restless. They don't get the rest they need. They're afraid to go to sleep. Maybe they have terror dreams, those kinds of things. So I want you to, if that is you, I want you to know that's okay and that you can do something about it. I know there's a tapping tension technique. If you go to the app store, really any phone, and you put in self-help for trauma, the TTT, trauma tapping technique, there's a little creature that walks you through the process. It's only 4 minutes. That could be a good thing, you know, to do at night before you go to bed. There's plenty of techniques. I'm not trying to say there's any one in particular, but I want you to know that sleep can become your friend. If it isn't now, that's okay. Be open to being willing to creating a healthy relationship with sleep. And that, you know, Robin and I have talked about all these amazing things you can do with the sleep time. You may be going, that makes no sense to me, and that's okay. We're just asking you to try something and be open to it.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a paragraph here where Lee talks about how there's lots of times because there's just so much activity going on during the day that it's that stillness is at night when everybody's sleeping that can be such an easy time of the day for people to be up because things are so quiet and there's everybody's, you know, basically gone into a different consciousness. So, you know, he can find a lot of comfort in getting up. You know, I know that I like to, just like Amy said, you know, that 3 o'clock in the morning, I get ideas. Well, I get ideas because everybody's quieted down. I'm actually able to hear my messages
right,
and
exactly.
Be able to get up and write them down. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, along with that, too, is like Qigong and things like that. The hour before sunrise, there's so many great energies that are actually coming in that we can benefit from. And, oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of the guy. I think it's Robin Sharman, something like that. He has a book out called The 5 a.m. Club. And he talks about the time between 5 and 6 in the morning, and he breaks it into 20-minute segments. And how one of it's, you know, physical activity, and one's going to be your journaling, and one's going to be just, you know, it's all about self-care in different ways that you're connecting with yourself. And I think that's something really great to talk about that where, you know, it's that hour where, you know, we're starting to come into the sunrise of the day and having it be quiet. So I think that's something that's really, really something maybe, you know, if you're not necessarily a morning person, I know I love to be up when the birds sing in the day. So I definitely know what he's talking about with that. But it really helps you to just kind of understand the energy within yourself and having that be something that you can feel connected with when it comes to being, you know, connected more to the earth.
And I think we're going to support you tonight in looking at, you know, starting that conversation with this new friend and making it a friend and recognize, you know, the freedom of that journey that sleep can provide. And so, and here it talks about it's an extraordinary what you can reconfigure by consciously directing your attention in sleep. If you're experiencing something difficult or painful, are you willing to surrender it to sleep? Could you possibly allow sleep to solve something for you, something that you've been struggling with from all angles or trying to release? Why not offer it to sleep?
That's great advice. So, and really, you know, thinking, going back to that early in the chapter, I talked about how there's an important part on a soul level that we're connecting our brain, our mind with our heart. And sleep is a key to your heart. And he said, use that key. Use it to unlock whatever dreams and desires you wish to unlock. The space of sleep is created for your transformation and regeneration. Harness that knowing, feeling safe in that knowing, and begin to celebrate and enjoy your sleep again, perhaps more deeply than ever before. So, and then there's a sleep affirmation. So can I get you to read that, Amy?
I would be honored to read that. Sleep is a healer of my mind, body, and spirit. Standing on the shores of sleep each night, I gently release any and all limitations into the ocean of consciousness. And I'm softly bathed in the exact energy remedy I need in the moment, even if I'm not consciously aware of what that remedy is. Sleep is my faithful friend.
Mm, I love that.
Oh, sorry.
La la la, la la la.
I know.
With
you all.
We started with you snoring, and now you're back at it again. Okay. So I really
all wishing all a good night, right? A good nighty night.
Yeah, it's almost like the end of the Christmas Carol for sure. But so twist the night before your dreams begin, and the healing of your energies to what you're meant to be. So just really love to have any questions, comments. From anybody that listen to the show, we really thank you for checking us out on a regular basis. We love all of our cafe regulars. So I really hope this has been a great chapter for you. Next week we're going to be talking about really looking at I'm going to it real quick here. The eye of awareness, and it sounds like ooh, what's that? And it definitely is a chapter that goes ooh, what's that? So really look forward to sharing that with you next week. Huh?
Not the nose of awareness?
Well, maybe that's part of it. I'm going to sniff it out.
Well, I'm going to have nightmares about that, but that's okay.
Yeah. No nightmares at all. It's all pleasant dreams.
Oh,
so, you sleep for your healing and for your transformation and just this beautiful tonic that wants to be there just to give you the best life you could ever have. So simply by going to take a nap. So that's
Yay.
All good. So. Yeah. So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.